AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, the heart of the nation's July 4th celebrations. And while this is a fun holiday for most of us, for law enforcement, it's a time of high alert. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani is also here in Washington.
Every July 4th brings a warning about potential terror attacks. Former FBI agent Peter Ahern figures the public gets tired of it.
Chicken Little and crying wolf all the time.
But given recent attacks around the world,
just kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit more.
A reminder that the nation cannot get complacent. Police in the nation's capital are not.
We take every event here in Washington very seriously.
There will be heavy security here and in New York, where the NYPD's John Miller says, don't worry, his officers are ready.
Have a great time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain observed a moment of silence today for the 30 British tourists killed in a terror attack in Tunisia a week ago. Crowds in Tunis held a moment of silence as well. The three space travelers on the International Space Station are waiting for their groceries to arrive. Food, water, oxygen, other supplies as well, scheduled to arrive at the space station on Sunday after this morning's liftoff of an unmanned cargo ship.
3, 2, 1, turbopumps up to flight speed, maximum thrust, and liftoff.
The Russian rocket blasted off flawlessly from Kazakhstan after two previous efforts to send supplies to the space station failed. Greeks will vote on Sunday on a plan that would keep the loan money flowing. The question is whether they will accept creditors' proposals. An opinion poll suggests Greeks are evenly split. Experts say many of them are confused about what they're voting on. This is AP Radio News. Also today, there is news about a heat wave in Europe. Europeans are seeking relief from unusually high temperatures spreading across the continent. The UN Weather Agency says the region is better prepared now, though, than in the past to avoid major casualties. From Spain to Poland, temperatures have climbed as a mass of hot air from Africa has pushed northward. Some cities have seen temperatures near or beyond 104 degrees, and they're expected to stay high through the weekend. A spokeswoman for the World Meteorological Organization says Europe is much, much better prepared to cope with the heat than in 2003, when tens of thousands of people died, mostly elderly people in France. For those of you traveling for the 4th, gas is $2.77 a gallon, 90 cents cheaper than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.